U105 Gardener's Corner with Coleman's Garden Centre, Temple Patrick. Up to 70% off all Kettler garden furniture and now open at Logan's of Clock Mills and Junction 1, Antrim.
It's U105, the Lunchtime Bistro. I did promise you Marcus Cunningham would be popping in for a chat with us. Of course, looking at all your gardening queries. So this is great because it's free advice live on the radio. Marcus from Coleman's Garden Centre is with us. Hello to you, Marcus.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
And hello to wee Darcy as well. That's the second family member I've met. Hello, Darcy. Hello.
Hello.
Is she going to be a gardener too?
I think, well, Darcy, she's making a good start at it. She enjoys helping Daddy cut the grass and help sweep up leaves, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And do you do any gardening in school? Do you grow anything? Not yet, because you're P1, but you will. You will. Everybody's doing it in school now, Marcus, is that right?
They are,
they are. Bringing that into for kids a lot.
Funny, yeah. I'd probably be helping out tomorrow at Pearson Darcy School in Fairview in Ballyclare. They have a great garden, Eco Warriors and all that sort of thing. So they're having an environmental blitz day, so they get a lot of the parents in, you know, to sort of help cut stuff back and get the place ready for autumn.
That's a super idea.
But it's the usual thing, you know, there's a lot of parents will sort of say, yep, we'll be along. And then when it comes to the bit, they don't.
But you'll be there. You've no excuse. You've got the skills.
I've no excuse. I mean, I'll be there for a couple of hours and I'll give them a hand to cut back. And I mean, that's the sort of thing we should all be doing now.
What do we cut back now, though? Because you've got to be careful that you don't kill off. I know, as I was doing some work yesterday in the garden, the wee buds that are starting to form for next year.
Yes. Yeah, as a rule of thumb, anything that has flowered in the summer, so the likes of your lilacs, spiraeas, those sorts of things, you would be cutting them back now. They won't have formed their flower buds. They won't be flowering their flower buds until next year.
Right.
So cut those back. Things like any of the conifer hedges, your herbaceous plants. The weather's been so good at the minute. I mean, the temperatures are sitting, 19, 20
that's
degrees
amazing.
At the moment.
I can't get over it.
Normally, I'd be saying to people, right, cut your herbaceous right down to the ground. At the minute, everything's in so much in full flower. There's lupins still in flower, astilbes are in flower, rudbeckias are in flower. If this weather holds, and I think we're maybe going to get a week or 10 days of it, certainly through for a bit more time. So don't be cutting those back just yet. Any dead leaves, get those all off. Check for slug damage. Hostas will be starting to die down now, so just take off any of the brown leaves. But I would enjoy the garden.
Yeah, don't be going crazy yet.
Don't be going crazy yet.
Mind you, I did see, I was out early this morning with the dogs, and I did see that there's a bit of frost around a bit in some areas.
We touch of frost because again, the you know, sort of no cloud cover. So tonight, I mean, I don't know what the temperatures are down to tonight. Now, I know a couple of weeks ago the temperatures were getting down to sort of 3 degrees in some places, but I mean, it's great at the minute. You know, the grass is still growing, the weeds are still growing. It's keeping me in business.
Tell me this: you heard me mention there about the hypochlorites. How much of that would you put on if you're cleaning up? Because people will be doing that right now, cleaning up their area.
Cleaning up, getting rid of moss and getting rid of algae and things like that. One thing I need to sort of stress is people make this, you know, they think that weed killers will kill moss and that moss killers will kill weeds. The thing is that weed killers kill weeds, moss killers kill moss. So the likes of the Red Label hyperchlorite, that's sort of the trade name of it. Really what it is a thick bleach. So you want to use it with caution, especially if you've got sensitive skin. Wear eye protection if need be, just in case you get splashes into the eyes. And wear a good pair of rubber gloves and rubber boots as well. You'll probably see from my trousers there's probably spots. So I was using it the other day and you can see the way my boots have all sort of stained with it. So what I would say to people would be, use at about 1 to 10 strength. So 1 litre of Red Label into 8 to 10 litres of water. Mm-hmm. So easy way to do it is a litre into a full watering can. Water it on, let it sit. It'll start to bubble a wee bit and go a bit white. The most important thing then to do is give it a good scrub. It'll not work on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It won't have any effect on the weeds. All it'll do, it'll bleach the weeds, but it'll not kill the weeds. But you'll see the moss starting to go brown within 20 minutes, half an hour.
Right.
Give it a hose down or just let it sit and we're bound. Well, I was going to say we're bound to get a drop of rain sometime soon, but we haven't.
There is a wee bit in the way in the morning.
We taste coming in the morning.
What about the lawns at the minute then, Marcus? Any tips for what treatment you should be putting down right now as we're heading into different climate?
Lawns, basically, what you'll have is you'll have old bits of thatch and moss which have gathered up over the season from cutting. So what you want to do, get a good springtime rake. Give the lawn a good rake to get rid of all the old moss and thatch. If you've a big garden, better to hire a petrol scarifier. That'll take out mountains of moss. I mean, you'd be surprised in a small garden how much moss it'll take out. But what that'll do is that'll let light and air down into the grass roots. It'll then allow the grass to grow, encourage the moss out, and then what you want to be doing is using an autumn feed, evergreen autumn fertiliser. It's lower in nitrogen, so you'll not get that top growth, but it's higher in potash and phosphate, which will encourage the grass, hardens the grass up, and encourages good root development.
Okay, so this is the time to be putting
now
autumn fertiliser on.
Now is the time to be doing it.
All right. Okay, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. We're coming back with any queries that you may have sent in to us. We'll deal with them in a few minutes. If there's something you'd like to ask, Marcus Cunningham is here from Coleman's Garden Centre, and he's here for you, so speak now or forever hold your peace. And we'll come back to you after Crowded House. Wait there.
I'm really close tonight.
It's U105, our lunchtime bistro, 21 minutes to 3. Marcus Cunningham from Coleman's Garden Centre is with us. A couple of queries here for you, Marcus, before you leave us today. Bobby called in to ask, how far back can you trim the fruit trees at this time? He has an apple tree, a pear tree and plum trees as well.
Well, it depends. It depends on the age of the tree. If they're very old trees and very big trees that need a real hard cut back, I would leave that until the winter time. Ideally, you want to be doing it when they're dormant. So leaves will be starting to drop in another 2 or 3 weeks' time. I would leave it until the winter time. Give me a call then in the winter, and I can. There's various ways of doing it, and it's not that it's technical, but it's doing it right so that you don't remove next year's flowering spurs. So any sort of
you need to know what you're doing.
Yes, to a degree. It depends whether they're grown as a standard tree in the garden or whether they're grown as a fan or an espalier. But you know, generally, if they need a good hard cut back, winter time would be the time to do it. But right. give us a shout in the winter time.
When's the time to put apple trees into your garden?
Best time to put them in, if they're pot grown, container grown, they can be planted at any time of the year. But what I would say to people would be, save yourself a few quid, wait until November. The bare root, apple trees, plum trees, pear trees and hedging will all be in. I mean, we'll certainly have plenty of it in the garden centre in another 5 weeks time. Once it's dormant, that's the time to plant it, because you're getting a cheaper plant for the simple reason that you're not having to buy a pot and the compost,
yes,
transport costs and all the rest of it. So you'll maybe save yourself on an apple tree, you'll maybe save yourself a fiver.
Yeah.
You know, so
how much would an apple tree cost?
Apple tree generally containerized is 20 quid.
Right.
You know, so it's not, they're not an expensive tree.
Yeah. And tell me this, is there a certain place that you've got to plant it? What does it need?
Well, apples will need a good sunny site, reasonably well drained soil, so it's not going to get waterlogged. A good sunny wall, if you want to train it like a fan or an espalier, along the wall or along fences. Or you can do the same with your pears. Plums aren't just so good for doing that with, but a good varieties to go for. Victoria plum, good free fruiting variety. Conference pear, because it's semi self fertile, so you only need the one plant. Apples, you'd ideally need 2 or 3 plants. If you're going to go, maybe you want to grow a Bramley apple, it's a good cooker. Something like Katie, James Grieve would be good eating apples, and plant 3 of those. It's all down to the birds and the bees. The more trees there are, the birds and the bees will do the pollination.
Okay. Maggie's asking a question here. Is there an average price, ready to hear this, for getting apple blossom trees cut back? And she says, there's a lot of con men out there. My trees are over 20 foot at the moment. I don't mind paying the going rate, but she doesn't know what the going rate is. I mean,
it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, gardens are difficult. It's different, you know. Say you get a tiler in to tile a floor, or you know, a carpet fitter to fit a carpet. You know, you're paying by the square meter,
yes,
or a brickie to build a wall. He'll charge you per brick or
yes,
per block or whatever.
I know what Maggie's saying, but she doesn't mind paying good money for it.
Yes,
but she wants a good job. And for some people, charging good money but not giving you the good
job.
There's
plenty of cowboys out there that'll knock the door and they'll say, "Right, missus, we'll get this trees cut," and then they'll charge you a fortune. It's doing it right at the right time of the year. Ideal thing to do is to, you know, go with people who have a reputation.
Recommendations.
A good reputation, well, that is.
She's asking you for a recommendation.
You know,
obviously, you can't do that on the air.
I can certainly get you names of people.
Right, Maggie,
get in touch
with Marcus at Coleman's Garden Centre, and he can point you in the right direction then. What about that? I think that's fair enough. One more question from me.
Mm-hmm.
The tomato plants at the minute.
Yep.
Still going great. My goodness, I'm surprised.
Plenty of tomatoes still.
I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. Mine, there's not a red tinge of me because I've been eating a lot of them.
No more in your hair today, no.
No tomatoes in my hair.
Any tomatoes this week?
Seriously, I've been eating tomatoes so much, I'm sure there's a red glow of me. But what happens now then? They start to die off?
They will start to die off. You'll see the foliage starting to go yellow in one thing. Best thing to do is cut as many of the leaves off as you can. Let plenty of air around, plenty of ventilation. Any tomatoes that have gone or that are still green, leave them. I mean, certainly if this weather's going to stay like this, you know, I would just keep them in the air, keep them watered, don't overwater them. Feed, maybe. Have you fed them recently? Or
yeah, if it's feeding away.
I feed them away. I mean, you're not doing any harm. Any that sort of are still green, best thing to do with them is into a brown paper bag. You know the old-fashioned greengrocer's brown paper bag?
Aye.
Into a brown paper bag and put them in a drawer.
They'll
ripen up themselves.
Final question then.
A load of green tomato chutney.
Or fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes, very good.
No, see all the soil that they're in the greenhouse? Mm-hmm. Do you dump that or do you keep that or what do you do with that?
Ideally, you want to dump that. Well, not dump it as in not dumping it in the bin, but take it out, use it on the compost heap, use it on the flower beds. It's no real use for planting your tomatoes in again.
There's no goodness in it.
There's no goodness in it, but it may have some pests or diseases may still be in it, which you don't want to cross transfer then to your plants next year.
Fair enough.
I would put it onto the compost heap or put it onto the garden around the beds.
No problem. Now, you want to give us some details if people want to get, like Maggie wants to get in touch with you. How can she do that?
Yep, no problem. The easiest way is, well, I'll give you my email address. It's marcuscunningham3@googlemail.com.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Or sales@colemansgardencentre.co.uk.
There you go, Maggie, and he'll give you a pointer in the right direction, somebody who will give you a decent enough price and a good job, which is the main thing. Marcus, thank you very much.
No problem.
And that's
glad
a great wee girl, Darcy, you got. She's very patient.
Great
sitting
helper.
There.
Great helper. I think she'll maybe have to go to the park and get an ice cream now. What do you say?
That sounds lovely. Okay. I'm coming.
U105 Gardeners Corner with Coleman's Garden Centre, Temple Patrick. Up to 70% off all Kettler Garden furniture and now open at Logan's of Clock Mills and Junction 1, Antrim.